FM 90.3 WJTL, Stephen Christian with the song Gloria. Good morning to you at 7:50.
Hey, this is intern Paul with a look at Tuesday's forecast. Mostly sunny today and a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 60. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, clouds and showers, high of 71. It is currently 63 degrees.
And I would like to thank these business listeners for their generous support. Thank you. Century Farms Electric, LLC, residential, commercial, and agricultural services in the York and Southern Lancaster County area, 717-862-3094. And the 6th Annual Lancaster County Women's Expo, Saturday, October 14th, 9 to 2, at the Spooky Nook Sports in Mannheim, presented by OLP Events. Women of all ages invited to shop, learn, socialize, and be pampered. Pre-register for free at agreatwaytospendmyday.com.
And this morning, our very special guests are from Hinkletown Mennonite School. Let's see, Jody, Miranda, James, Madison, Wanda. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's great to have you all here. Thank you so much for coming. Jody Fossine is the Director of Advancement in Hinkletown. Jody, tell us about the school, if you will.
Well, it's Christ-centered and child-focused, and we do a lot with hands-on learning and individualized needs for students being met. And we do that in a way that's pretty unique for our school, so, and pretty unique for schools generally. So,
yeah, and you guys are located out between New Holland and Ephrata.
That's right. We have an Ephrata address, but we're sort of equally positioned between the two towns.
Yeah, and you have something great coming up that I love to say every year, Hinklefest. Tell us about that.
Hinklefest, we're right off of Route 322. You won't be able to miss us. There's signage. So Friday and Saturday, we're going to have our auction and children's festival activities as part of the Hinklefest, everything from a children's fun run to bounce houses and pony rides and barrel train rides and fun stuff like that on Saturday for the kids. And we look forward to having you guys join us for part of that on Friday evening. And we have a number of things that are going to be exciting things that people might need around their house.
Yeah, it looks like you have some great things at the auction. Tell us about some of your favorite things that you guys have.
Well, we have a John Deere garden tractor with 42-inch deck, which is
nice.
Kind of a cool larger ticket item. We also have a Honda 4-Trax ATV. Everything from theater shows, gift certificates, quilts, furniture. In fact, one of the ones we have that's a unique one this year is we had a donation where you, a small group or from a church maybe, up to 8 couples could come have dinner, a catered dinner experience in one of the historic buildings in downtown New Holland adjacent to an 1868 jail.
Ooh.
And it's all part of that.
That sounds pretty cool.
Kind of a cool dinner experience and opportunity in a historic setting. And so there's things like that, too. There's a lot of unique things. There's a lot of student projects and things that James will tell you a little more about that go off at the auction each year. And it's a great chance for family, friends, community people, grandparents, just all come back and join us for a weekend of fun.
If listeners want to see the schedule or want to see what you have at the auction, they can visit you online.
Yep, at hmsk8.org/auction.
And James is with us, and James brought us ice cream this morning. James, it was so good.
Yeah.
Your club made it?
Yeah. Every middle schooler at HMS gets to pick a club for the first part of the year, and every club prepares something to be sold at the auction. I'm part of the ice cream club, and, well, I'm really excited to be selling all sorts of ice cream, specifically coffee and chocolate ice cream.
Coffee ice cream.
Yeah.
You brought us chocolate and raspberry, but
coffee
ice cream sounds good.
We get to test each kind of ice cream, which is my favorite part. For the peach ice cream,
what a great club.
Yeah.
For what did you do for the peach ice cream? Yeah.
Hands-on
learning.
Peach ice cream.
Yeah. We make one with cooked peaches, and we make one with the peaches just blended up, and we try each one, and we decide which one we like better, and we sell one of them at the auction.
So now the raspberry that you gave us, was that cooked or uncooked raspberries?
I believe it was uncooked.
Okay, and how about the peaches? Did you decide what you're going to use for that yet?
I'm not sure yet.
No. What a great club. That's a lot of fun. Now, is this it sold as part of the auction? This, you guys have like your own separate thing, or is it part of the...
We make the ice cream, and they're sold in the containers as part of the auction. They're auctioned off.
They're auctioned off? Wow. Well, I've never had ice cream for breakfast before, and I can just say
it. And I could definitely tell there were real fresh raspberries
in
there.
It was so fresh. Yeah,
so good.
So good. Now, besides the ice cream and besides making ice cream, do you have a favorite part of Hinklefest that you look forward to every year?
I do. I just like being at the school without having like to go to classes and things and just hanging out with all of my friends.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fun. Now, you're wearing a very cool sriracha as a shirt. Have you tried making sriracha ice cream?
No.
No?
I'm sure somebody's done
somebody,
it. Somebody
somewhere
done.
Probably. Yeah. You could try it. Yep. Well, coming up, Hinkle Fest is this weekend. It's Friday and Saturday. It's happening at the school between Effort and New Holland. You can find out about all the stuff, ice cream, barbecue dinners. There's going to be apple dumplings, all kinds of fun stuff. And you can find out about all the auction items online, hmsk8.org. Jody, Miranda, James, Madison, Wanda, thank you so much for being here. We really enjoyed having you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great job. Back to the music with Jeremy Camp. This is My God.